Let me ask you a question. Is beef spicy beef fried rice kind of like ramen?
Is it
Or not?
like ramen?
Yeah.
No, because
Like
fried
a
rice is
spicy,
not
like a
ramen
spicy
noodles.
ramen. I got spicy fried rice. Is that like close enough to spicy ramen?
If you're talking about spice and flavor, maybe, but the consistency, no.
I was about to say, I my mind cannot connect those two things. I don't know. You're about to break this in already. We haven't even started yet, and you're about to break me. Good
I've
call.
tried.
Is rice
Good
close
call.
enough to noodles?
I mean, it's kind of. They're both starchiness. Starch, something.
Oh, Lord.
Potatoes, it's the same. That's a starch too.
Potato, potato.
Rice and a noodle.
Although I could
Next
do
thing.
do ramen food. It does sound good.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 60 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. And then we have a very special episode because my intro is going to be a little bit different now.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a lot different going forward.
Why don't
So why don't
do the intro? I'll let you change it up, Sin.
Oh,
Put you on
so
the spot.
you're gonna put me on the spot. I mean, you only really need to change one part of it,
Yes,
and it
your
would
host.
be your
Host.
hosts, as always, are Kingsley Mack, Sin, in Des Raven.
Hello.
Hello. Now, what do we mean by that? We said hosts. We didn't say guest. I mean, of course, we've had a Des Raven as a guest on in the past, our very first episode, and then more recently.
Yeah.
But
Very
as
accurate.
we're going forward, we just thought it would be fun. I mean, what is more fun than two? I would say three is more fun than two, right?
There are many, many people who would agree with that.
Three's company.
Who we could say we now have a threesome.
Well, I mean, it is the best of all of that. We might as well.
Yeah, but we're very excited to have Dez. I mean, a lot of you know him in the community, in the Discord. If not, then you'll get to know him soon from being on the podcast. And this is a great
All right.
opportunity having all of us together because we all bring different viewpoints. This is also good if for 1 week, even Sin can't make it, or even I can't make it. We can still have two people to pull from if we have to get a guest at a weird time. I mean, just add some flexibility. So I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure. I'm like totally stoked.
I mean, you've done this before. You had a podcast in the past. It's no new thing for you, right?
And yet I'm still nervous.
Oh, well.
Well, one good thing about
I mean,
it's not 3 hours long. Except for that
maybe we
one
have to
time.
start getting longer now, Sin.
Yeah, like
Probably.
5 minutes in already. All right. All right. I see how this. I see how this. Oh, God.
You can find the things for us to talk about when Sin and I have nothing to talk about. No.
Which can be awful.
Potentially, anyway. I mean, or I can just let this awkward silence just sit there for a while.
Oh,
Yeah.
we would. Yeah. It's, sometimes too, it's funny. I'm sure we've all been in this experience, but like we have to mute on one side or the other because there's a dog barking or the wife is asking something or we have to grab a drink or something. And especially if we have a guest, that's always a little scarier when one of us mutes because there's only one person to talk,
Yeah.
So it's nice having more people.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. I get that. I mean, Yeah, because back when I was pocket, we actually went through the opposite effect where we had three and then we went to two. And yeah, awkward silences just seem to build up a little more with two people, whereas three kind of doesn't. I don't know exactly where I was going with that, but yeah,
it basically
confirming that.
It and anyway is good. I have a goal to add more slowness and awkward silence to the podcast. So whatever I can add, you can add, Sin can add. We're good. We're going to make this the Awkward Guardian Hub Podcast 2.0. The most awkward hub on the net?
It just might be.
It'd still be the best hub on the net.
Yeah.
The listeners just can't see us gazing into each other's eyes. That's all.
I know, right?
I mean, I can't see that either. You're not actually doing that, but
hey, we've done Zoom before. We've done Zoom before.
Yeah, and we'll get some more of those going for sure. I mean, they were fun. But sometimes it's also nice and easy just kind of doing the audio only so that Sin can sit in his underwear after a long day of work. Are y'all sweaty, Sin? Tell us about what you were doing today. I mean, you barely made it tonight.
Oh, my gosh. So Sunday is one of my very few days off, obviously. So we got a hair up our rear ends that we wanted to do a backsplash about a week or two ago. And it turned into painting the cabinets to doing the backsplash. Now we actually end up painting the bathroom cabinets today as well. Fortunately, my parents helped. Her family, her sister's husband came over. Her sister's husband was the one helping me through the backsplash because I've never done one before. He's at least done his, and his father's does a lot of construction work, so he learned from him. But it was interesting. I was up before 9 to get ready to start work this morning at 9 o'clock, and I just stopped. We were supposed to record at 10. I finally got on about 10:30-ish. Does that sound about right? 10:35-ish? Somewhere in that neighborhood. So a little over 12 hours of work with a few breaks to eat and go to the bathroom and, you know, a couple 5-minute breaks here and there. Yeah, my body aches. It was aching 4 hours ago.
More power to you. I kind of refuse to do projects like that and just waste money on hiring someone. But boy, if you can do that, at least you can do it the way you want.
I mean, you could spend thousands on a project like this, and literally thousands. I want to say I spent, the tile was a few $100 after it's all said and done. We got some stuff we still need to take back because we got too much paint for the cabinets, a couple $100 for that. And then sweat equity, really. But yeah, I'm exhausted, but I'm here for it.
That's awesome, though. Yeah, that's.
Luckily, my house is new. I don't have any super big projects to do right now, but I could see. Well, we did do, and I think I mentioned this on a previous podcast. At least I did in the Discord. But man, my wife has a whole nursery outside in the backyard right now with gardening beds and pots and flowers. And I mean, you're right. I mean, you can. It's all cheap at first, but then when you get a lot, it adds up quickly, even if you do it yourself.
For sure.
What did you guys do anything exciting like that today?
No, today we took a break, so that was nice. We just kind of went on a little drive. Me and my wife just got out without the kids for a little bit, which was nice, and just got a coffee and just kind of drove around and just was relaxed today. But yeah, within the last week, we did a fair amount of work in the backyard. So just today for me was my rest day, and it sounded like your busy day, but.
Dez, what about you?
I was playing video games most of the day.
I'm actually jealous. I'm super jealous. I would have rather.
But yeah, I mean, after the whole Guardian Games fiascos where I actually had to pull out, for the first time since I've been back on Destiny, I actually had to use my alts or my other classes. And so I decided, after successfully finally getting the Redrix's broadsword, I decided to finish off my Titan and Warlocks Iron Banner quest stuff thing. What was it? The Point of the Stag quest for them. Yeah.
And we were talking the other night too, speaking about the Guardian game stuff. It sounds like, I mean, I know you can pump through it quickly if you do it right, but you were saying something like it seemed like it only took you 6 hours or so to pump
through. 6 days.
Oh, 6 days. Sorry. I don't know why I said 6 hours. I mean, I guess that could have been 1 hour each day, but still, that's good though. That's within a week. A lot of us took probably 2 weeks on average, I would say, even if we hit it hard.
Of course, yeah, I mean, like I was saying, I also didn't have much of a choice, missing like a week and 4 days of it. I mean, I was on borrowed time, so I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm just like, oh my god, can I even, because I just super wanted Heir Apparent, like super, because that's a gun I've wanted ever since D1, and getting shredded by Valstar Arc, and it's like, I want that kind of gun. Give me a chain gun in this game. And like, 5 years later, they finally do it, and it's like, no, I'm getting that thing. So yeah, it was a lot of efficient bounty grinding across three characters, but I ended up getting every triumph for Guardian Games within those 6 days. So
that's
mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. You have the white emblem. I do not have the white emblem. I just got the one for Heir Apparent.
Yeah, I fell a little short on the white emblem as well.
Well, you can't have everything, Sin, or else I don't know where we'd be. We can, of course, have everything, and we do get most things. I mean, now, Sin, you have your little baby Titan statue in the tower. How do you feel about that?
I think it's cool that Titans won, honestly, but, you know, I'm a little less enthused overall because it doesn't really do me any good. Yeah, there's a statue there, but okay.
Everyone can come over and teabag it. I think I'm more excited
that there was like an actual gun, and I think I tried it once, and I didn't even really try it on enemies. I was just playing around with the shield and letting the shield proc on it.
Oh, it is good. Yeah, I'm seeing it a lot in Gambit already, of course.
Yeah, it's actually super nice. Not so much for like burst DPS, but it is like an ad clear monster. Mm-hmm. Like, my god.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard like it's good in like Lost Sectors or ad clearing, like you said. Like, I think it can have almost one of the best total DPS if you have like unlimited time. It's just great.
Yeah, like in the long haul, it can actually beat out. Because I was watching a video on it, and over the life of the ammo, it can beat out things like Xenophage. But like I said, for that burst, it kind of has no hope.
Yeah.
Speaking of Xenophage, this week in raiding, I think it's the most I've ever used that weapon. Using the Xenophage and the Titan Exotic
Actium War Rig?
Yes. I don't use it. I've never really used it until now, but I've put up some bigger numbers with DPS, just looking at it, you know, when we've had to wipe. You know, it looks like it puts in some work. It really does.
Oh, for sure. So do you like that build enough, doing the Actium War Rig? And
Yeah, I could definitely I could definitely see using it. I think I even used it in the Leviathan runs we were doing, the Prestige runs.
Yes. So, yeah, well, let's talk about that. We did some Prestige raids. I guess you technically had a clear before, but a lot of us didn't. And I'm very happy. I finally, 2 years in the making, I don't know why, I've tried to get groups here and there, and if I really wanted to push it or go to an LFG, I'm sure I could have gotten it, but I just didn't want to, you know, I wanted to run it with people I knew. But finally, we found people to do a Prestige Leviathan, and I got it done. Finally, the Acrius ornament quest is out of my... And I don't even like that ornament. I like the War Beast one better, but... No, it feels good to have that done. It's Prestige is fun. I mean, I know people that are listening to this that have run it a lot. They're like, oh, old news, whatever. But, you know, Leviathan being such an easy raid, it really is interesting to have the encounters like Gauntlet and then the boss encounter that are much more alive because you're having to move around more and do more mechanics. Dogs, I don't really like any better. It's just annoying with the two extra dogs. But the rest, this raid's pretty cool.
Yeah, when the dogs act properly.
Yes, I know, right?
It's still a glitchy raid in that regards. But I would say the gauntlet with the amount of movement and the amount of communication that you need with the teams, that very much so reminds me of Crown of Sorrow with movement in the final counters, where you have to be on point. Everybody has their duties because each of you have to go inside the gauntlet and you have to basically have a rotation with it. But yeah, once everybody gets it down, it's a really easy encounter. It's a fun raid still overall.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I ran that twice this week. Got two clears, so I got some other people through it. And I'm trying to remember if you were in both of those, Sin, or if you were just in one of those.
I came in late to one, and I think I ran the full other one.
Nice, nice. And I know, Des, you were in one of those, and I think you were in the earlier crew. We had a bout with Burning Wing.
Oh, yeah, for the Prestige Leviathan,
Yeah.
We were able to get to Gauntlet before things kind of fell apart.
Well, no, and also we'd spent some time on it. But that's what's great about this community, too, is we have people that can swap in, you know?
Yeah.
We weren't counting on going further. I think when you guys were logging off, I know we were just like, okay, what's going on? And then someone's like, well, do we still want to try? Is anyone online? I'm like, I'm down if people are available. But I was kind of like, I didn't know if there would be people. And sure enough, we found more people. And I think even after that, we had to swap in one other person. But it was a good night. We had a lot of good raids this week.
Skull came in Breeder Worlds after the Prestige Leviathan last night. That's when you called me out for not something about, because I had somebody else's stream on in the background and I wasn't paying attention to it. And I was finally shutting everything down and I saw a message pop through. So I decided to flip back and forth on my phone to everybody's streams. You, Wicket, Helios. I think those were the three I switched between.
Yeah. We also did we also finally got a couple people, Wicked and who else? Divinity.
Yes.
Oh, you? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
That's my right.
Too many raids this week. Too many raids.
Okay. I was going to say this has been a week full of raids, and yeah, it was Wicked and Dez that got the Divinity. Yep. Speaking of, I think. I was going to say, did I finish my seal this week? Or was that last week?
I do not know.
Anyway, Almighty's done. So I was happy about that.
I'm curious your opinion, Des, on those little puzzle encounters, especially the one we have to jump through the tumbler.
Oh my god, that thing was aggravating and annoying, and that was nuts.
Right.
That was just ridiculous. When it's like, yeah, we got to complete a circuit, jump across this freaking death pit, and to connect the dots. And it's like, what?
Yeah. And we don't have to go that way, but it's kind of funny in a way. It seems like the first few groups we would go this other way, and then you just have to jump over or bait the supplicants to get them to explode, but not too close to you, because you can't shoot when you're all tethered up. But then we just started doing it the tumbler way. I was with a group once, and they're like, let's just try it. You know, it's like, if we can all jump together, and we weren't even expecting to do it, and we actually did it pretty easily. And then in the groups more recently, I've been a big proponent of that. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not too bad if you can get, as long as no one slips, of course, and then the warlocks can just stay behind and float higher, and it actually keeps you connected pretty well.
Yeah.
It's crazy, this Divinity thing. It's fun in a way. Like now, in the past when people were like, oh, let's do a Divinity run, I'm like, oh, great, like that's going to be an extra hour and a half. We may not pass the raid, and it's a waste of time because, you know, you have to pass it that time. But yeah. We're at the point now where the raid's easier to pass, so I'm always down for doing a Divinity run. It adds some extra interestingness to the raid.
For sure, for sure. And like I said, the puzzles themselves are actually, I like them. It's just, or they're very unique, and I like the way they used like the tethering mechanic that they introduced there to make these puzzles, and I thought it was really, really cool.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know what I miss now, Sin, too, is Wrath and doing the puzzles for, was it?
Outbreak,
yeah. That was kind of fun, jumping on the batteries. You know, people reading that out and jumping on the batteries.
I tell you, I mean, it would be a perfect opportunity for Bungie to bring it back. I mean, this would be the season. We needed a raid this season, I'm just saying.
This season? No. There's no way it's coming this season. Who knows? We'll see. But speaking of what is coming this season, this is really interesting. As we were recording this, the community event is almost done with the last bunker on IO. The latest tally shows 2.7 million out of 3 million. That's crazy.
Correction. Definitely not the bunker. It's the tower events.
Oh, yeah. The Seraph Tower. We have the EDZ one done. We have the Moon one done. And they're working on IO right now. And I think the estimate is it'll be done within an hour. You know, it's we're recording right now. And by the time we finish this, or even before we finish it, it could be done. And then I know some, even though it'll be a little bit later on the East Coast, close to midnight or whatever, people might stay up to start grinding out those shotgun kills, which is supposedly one of the next steps. So no. Yeah, I know I might. I'm earlier.
Is the entire questline community focused?
No.
No.
So the next parts are all player focused.
Yeah, you can look it up on Bray Tech. It's not even a secret anymore because there's really only one other step that's a quote grindy type thing, but it's a solo thing. And this isn't giving anything else. We all pretty much know now it's for what the weapon is, obviously, and you have to get 1,000 shotgun kills anywhere, you know, PvE or PvP. So we're already been talking, even in our Discord, like, oh, where should we go? Are we going to hop in the Whisper mission? Are we going to hop in Leviathan? Everyone's just kind of like getting antsy, getting ready to get their shotgun kills.
Well, I mean, for me, it would be a nice time to finish the Acrius Catalyst.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. That should be two birds with one stone.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent for trying to multitask because that's how I've gotten a lot of things done more recently, where I've been behind on a few things, or, you know, with these grinds for quests and your grinds for bounties, you just try to knock a lot of it out at the same time is really key. And I think I did my Fighting Lion when I think about the same time the Fighting Lion Catalyst when I did Wendigo, or it was, I can't remember if it was when I got Wendigo or one of the seasons where I needed kills. But yeah.
But funny enough, by the time this podcast comes out, it'll probably be, some people will probably have everything done. So it'll be interesting to see how it all ends up. Yeah, what were you going to say, Des?
Oh, no, I was about to say, I think I actually also multitasked, or at least tried to Fighting Lion with the, when I was going for Whatchacallit Mountaintop.
Mm, yeah,
nice. I think, or I might have, can't remember. Completely. You need to
calculate a trajectory kills, and if you're good with Fighting Lion and Crucible, it's definitely a plus.
Yeah, I ended up using, much like my Revoker sniper kills, I ended up using a momentum control.
Yeah, I should be using that.
Yeah, because weapon damage is drastic, and things like Colony actually become a one hit kill. So, yeah, I would just grab whenever I could, just grab heavy, see red on the radar, and just spray every shot in that general direction and hope for the best.
Jesus, this is updated again. I mean, I'm sure, you know, they say it can update every 5 to 15 minutes through the API, but didn't I say 2.7? It was like 2.7 something I said, but now it's 2.834 million.
Good God. So,
geez, it is going. I bet this will be done even before we're done. So we'll have to, we'll have a live course brought to you from the Bray Tech Live Tracker. We are reporting live tonight. Too bad we're not streaming on live on Twitch. Everyone could be watching this, but.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm glad they did that multiplier, though. There's no way. people would have had it done, had the desire to get it done
exactly
anywhere quickly.
Yeah, with the basically like people have been throwing around with the bounty fatigue that everyone's had, just with Destiny in general, and then Guardian Games didn't help anything in that area. To have just such a hardcore grind after such a hardcore grind, I think it was a really, really smart move for A, for the multiplier, and then B, pretty much letting the info be out of what the prize actually even is.
Yeah.
Because if people were just going to basically be against it to be against it, they are, but it kind of, you know, when you show them what's on the stick, well, I know a lot of people, or I don't know about a lot of people, but actually, no, a lot of people considering how fast it's going. But I don't know, I for one am like, please give it to me. Yes, give it to me.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to get to the next part. You know, 1,000 kills aren't going to be too terribly bad, especially if we can get groups of ads together. Who knows?
Escalation Protocol is going to be your best friend.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. I'm going to try a couple different places and see. I'm just worried that people will be fighting. But I guess as long as you get on the bigger guys, if you get a shot, it'll count for everyone. But I'm worried people fight over Escalation Protocol and all the small ads. So then sometimes, you know, I miss some.
Well, there's the trick on setting back, or at least on PlayStation, setting back your date. Which,
yeah, that's
gives you
right.
Solo instances.
I always forget about that. I never do that.
Oh, I do it often. I've been doing that since D1. Like, if there's anything I need kills for and the best place is somewhere in the open, I just set my date. Like, now, pretty much, if there's anything that requires massive kill, like Guardian Games, half of my time grinding out Guardian Games was in solo instances, just letting waves of Thrall, just murdering them.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've never gone and have done that personally, but yeah, I mean, EP, I've used EP multiple times for kills. I've never been in personally to Whisper to grind out the Thrall way. I know that's a great way to farm kills. Yeah. But yeah, that's interesting. It's a way to kind of, you know, to cheat without cheating, I would say. Because all you're doing is saying, you're basically telling the game that you want to play with no other people in the party, which makes it a little bit easier, makes the grind a little bit easier. So
yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, because it's hilarious. Because with me and my luck, every time I go onto Mars and want to do an Escalation Protocol, no one's there. No one's around. And if there are people there, they have no interest in doing it. Let me try and grind something. Just try and grind out kills to get something. And all of a sudden, everybody and their brother wants to jump in and like, oh, hey, it's an Escalation Protocol. Let's finish it. It's like, crap, no.
Yeah. That's so true. And speaking of like luck with different things, I assume, have you, forgive me if we're talking this about this yet, but have you gotten your Flawless Seraph Tower completion yet?
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
I also haven't.
Have you tried? Okay, no, that's what I was wondering, because like I know a lot of people have tried and not had good luck, so sometimes we have to get instances together.
Yeah, I mean, I tried a few times and got really close with, you know, me being the only person, well, not the only person, but, you know, with randoms and stuff. Got really close. I've had tower runs with only like one fail. And that's a couple of those fails were because my internet would freaking crap out for a hot second and an enemy would teleport behind me and it's like, hey, where'd he go? You failed to defend the tower. But, oh, crap. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll be excited to get this weapon coming and all the other weapons. And I look forward to, I mean, no pressure, Des, but any reviews you want to give us on weapons, more detail than me and Sin, because we're just plebs and we don't research them too much. But we love to have your input also.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely like getting back into that swing as well. I'm slowly starting to re-inject into certain aspects of the community.
Yeah,
because there's many aspects I'm keeping a fair distance from. Just because I find it, I mean, back when I was, you know, back for the old podcast, I mean, I was just everywhere I could be in the Destiny community. And then me taking my time off, which I found out thanks to the Destiny heat map, was 312 days. But being that like isolated from everything and then just coming back and playing the game is just... it actually felt really good to be surprised and confused and everything again. Yeah. So I'm kind of keeping part of that. But also at the same time, like I said, I do know enough, especially about this event, and I cannot wait for the lore implications. Oh my god. It might be nuts.
I know, and is this all tying together with, I mean, we know, I've watched it, there's a little cutscene that's, we haven't really talked too much about the Almighty thing too, remember, that's with this season, so,
right.
So it's like, how is this all going together, and there's been teases also from Luke Smith of like, you have no idea what's coming, which I don't know if he means end of this season, beginning of next season, but we're getting close-ish anyways to next season, so
yeah,
there's some, hopefully some big stuff coming in around the corner.
For sure. I mean, it's, like, so this particular quest is going to be very interesting on its implications to everything, and I'm hoping that with that and other, like I said, the leaked like cutscene or whatever, or leaked audio, that has even more implications. I'm kind of hoping that they don't gloss over this event so quite so easily, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, which could happen. It's sometimes like they open these storylines and then so many are open, but not really that many. You don't have to like totally close a storyline, but kind of like bring a resolution and then maybe a new aspect to it. But like that doesn't even always happen.
Yeah.
Storylines. I have a good feeling though. I mean, excited at least for some big things that of course come out in the news. When you talk about, this is a good segue because you talk about feeling excitement for the game. I've, with some more things that were announced in the TWAB this week, I'm more excited than I've been in a long time. And I know it's a little bit of a polarizing announcement, which isn't really new. They've hinted that they were going to be doing this. We just got more details now. Yeah. But the game is becoming more like a true, what would you call it? I mean, I don't know if MMO is the right term, RPG type thing, but just having weapons that will be sunset over time and then new weapons that will replace it. It's something that even happened in D1 when we went from, what was it, in year two? And then I believe year three was able to use year two weapons. But
I mean, even in from vanilla to Dark Below to House of Wolves.
Yeah, yeah.
We had that until House of Wolves. Well, I mean, House of Wolves introduced the whatever the crap they called it, that you can actually bump a weapon to max, any weapon to max power level.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, going from Taken King, that kind of happened. But then the infusion thing got introduced, and we basically never had to leave weapons behind again.
Yes. Yeah. And just so everyone's clear, who doesn't follow the news a lot, there's a couple of things I want to just get out of the way that no matter how you feel on this, you at least need to get the facts.
Yes.
Weapons are not going away. We just want to say this right now. Just in case you're hearing, like, Destiny is getting rid of my weapons. I mean, okay, if you're using that in some more esoteric term, but they aren't going away. Nothing's going to be deleted. What's happening is just older weapons, and we'll give some of the details later, cannot be infused past a certain power level. You can still use them. You could use them in all activities. You could try using them even in the newest raids, that wouldn't be as effective if you need a certain power level, but you can use them. You can definitely use them in activities like Crucible, unless you're doing Trials or Gambit, that power level matters more. But they're there. You can see them in your collections. You can use them. They're not getting erased. They're deleted.
But of course, also in Gambit, power level only matters against invaders.
Yeah.
Or if you're invading.
Yeah.
So you can actually still use them in Gambit, just don't try and kill people.
Or just have your power weapon that you like on the right when you're invading. Use your air parent or your whatever for that.
Or just be better than the other team.
Yeah.
Just get good. God.
Just get good.
Good,
but anyways, we finally know more of the details, and starting in season 11, which is next season, they are going to have a little indicator over the weapons saying what they can be, what their max power level is. So it's kind of like a warning system, kind of like so these weapons will only be infused to this level. But basically, the TLDR, if I'm trying to remember this correctly, is all year one and year two weapons will not be able to be infused past the end of this summer, so starting in year four. Is that correct?
They mentioned seasons 1 through 8. Everything will still be effective in season 11.
Yes, in season 11, but not come this fall in season 12.
Exactly. Seasons 1 through 8 weapons will not be able to hit the max light of season 12.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And I believe through that little screenshot that they showed, and I didn't even notice this at first, but they're kind of implying that 1060 will be that power level in season 11 that we're going up to, because it shows Loud Lullaby, Hand Cannon. Now I'll get to this in a second too. This is where it gets a little more confusing, but it'll be a rolling year period. But anyways, it says it'll go up to 1060 power is its max. And so that's implying that season 11 will end at 1060, and then season 12, who knows what's happening then, because it'll be a big drop, and you know, we'll continue to go up, or we have some other crazy new thing that we have to do. But the idea is that, so yeah, all year one and year two stuff will be essentially sunsetted, meaning you will not be able to infuse them anymore starting in season 12. And then year three stuff and going forward will have a 1 year rolling period from what I understand. So a year after the weapon was released, you can use that weapon and infuse it season and season going forward until a year later.
Yes.
Yes. So those are the details. They also said that some things may get re-released, but I hope they don't do that too much, because the whole idea of this is to bring to us new stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I've seen a few, I'm not going to say a lot, but I've definitely seen a few opinions on the matter. And I don't know, a lot of the negative stuff that I've seen can kind of be boiled down to the fact that this does take away people's safety blankets on weapons that they have just grown comfortable with, which I understand, you know, kind of getting a little angry about it. I certainly don't feel that way, because I kind of always rotate out. I mean, being kind of the gun guy that I've become known as, I always try and like rotate and see what I like and see how the numbers match up. And if something's more effective, I just switch to it. But like I said, I can understand getting into like a groove with certain weapons, and especially things that specifically match a play style. I can understand that, but also at the same time, I mean, it legitimately has taken this, or will take this, for some people just to switch up weapons.
Yeah. I do think, yeah, and we'll talk some more about the details in a second, but I do think, and we're not saying anyone should not have a different opinion, but I do think some people that are a little upset will get past it. I'm not saying like, oh, you're silly, you'll get past it. I understand the concerns, but I really do think, okay, if everyone that's super upset, maybe five of those people, 5 to 10% people may actually not play. I doubt it, though. But everyone else will be like, okay. And sure, Bungie could screw up this in different ways, but it doesn't mean this overall idea is horrible. And so yeah. I think a lot of people will try it out and be like, okay, it's working. It's okay. You know, it's
good. Will, I mean, the final verdict kind of if this is going to be a good or a bad idea or anything like that is basically going to depend on how well Bungie can implement newer weapons.
Yes.
In the long run.
And archetypes, you know, because I've heard some valid things like a lot of bows will be going away. Well, I'm pretty sure they understand that. Hopefully they'll be bringing some new bows in season 11 or season 12 coming forward. Of course, the exotics aren't going away because that was the other thing I forgot to mention. Exotics are exempt from this. So exotics will be infusible forever as far as we know right now. And some raids, they specifically just mentioned Garnet Salvation and Last Wish. They're semi-exempt. They said they will have a higher power cap, but they didn't tell us for how long. So that's kind of an interesting exception, but I'm sure we'll know more about that later or why maybe. But yeah, archetypes, you know, there could be valid reasons for, okay, they're doing this, so hopefully they have all the archetypes covered. Well, I'm pretty sure they're aware. I mean, yes, they could still mess that up, but obviously they're going to be like, okay, well, we got to have an even spread of different types of weapons. It's not like we're going to get rid of every bow, unless they want to get rid of bows anyways for some other reason, but it's not like they're gonna get rid of let every bow sunset and then not have something to replace it with.
I'm kind of hoping myself it'll kind of definitely be like the start of D1, because I mean, like I said, every, I guess you can kind of count it as a season, but every time something new started, like all vendors had new weapons, like they shuffled around, they had different archetypes, they had different just weapons in general, and I'm kind of hoping that they can take that model and just kind of re-implement it now to where it does kind of also kind of make sense on why they're telling us they're also, or for the last while they made specific mention of bringing back, or definitely bringing forward like a minimum amount of stuff that you can grind for, like weapons and armors for core activities. They'll definitely be bringing in like one new set, I think they've said, a year. This, like, the puzzle piece kind of fits now on why they would say that.
And then also bringing up this term about a world loot drop. I don't know if that ties into kind of what you're saying with, like, I'm not exactly what that all means. So some people that claim they've played what's the other big MMO game? But anyways, like, does that mean, does world drops mean like in activities or vendors or just like the loot pools just kind of like all over the place?
I totally thought you were going to go for Fortnite. Like, not Fortnite. Packages that come down. I was thinking that as you were trying to think of it, but I don't know if you're talking about like a
Warcraft or
World of Warcraft.
WoW. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, right?
I'm not a WoW person myself, so I wouldn't know.
I mean, Destiny 2 already has a world loot pool. That's kind of what they called their generic. It's basically the things you can get from engrams that have no activity connections.
I know, so I wasn't sure what they meant by that, but you know, he mentions at the end of the TWAB.
Yeah,
we'll be talking about this more next week. Some of you know what a world loot pool is. Many of you have no idea what I'm talking about. Don't worry, we'll talk next week. So, even though, like what you were saying, I was kind of thinking too. There's something new or something different we'll be finding out about.
I mean, it could be because I mean that's like just this past season they added all the old faction rally stuff to the world pool, which is nice to see some of that stuff again.
Yeah. Yep, but, and we do know we'll have these seasonal redacted engrams. They haven't told us the name. That will give us some variability of what we can grind for. It looks like, if I understand this correctly, we can take it to certain vendors. I am not prepared on this. I had I had it pulled up. Anyways, it seemed like you could kind of like pare it down to what you wanted with them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they mentioned focusing these engrams to do like specific things. They made mention bringing in what the last three seasons or a selection of weapons from the last three seasons would be available in next season's engram, and you can actually pare it down to get just like one of those weapons from the previous seasons, or you can pare it down to get armor, or you can focus it to get armor that drops high stat numbers.
Yes. So that makes sense. So like the people that didn't play last season and you know, want to get a copy of some of those weapons are pretty good. Like I'm still running the auto rifle all the time. You know, the steel feather repeater. So people could put, you know, they basically tell us we're going to be able to, from those previous seasons, now have an opportunity to get them again.
For sure. And I'm actually super stoked to get there at least two of those. What was it? Season 8, I think it was, with the Shadowkeep season itself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some of those ones. Yeah.
Because I couldn't play that. So now I can actually grab a couple of those weapons. Yay. Mm-hmm.
Coming back at a great time.
Right.
Another thing that people have some concern about is, and I really think, again, Bungie feels like, why did we ever create these pinnacle weapons? But, you know, pinnacle weapons like Recluse, all these other ones. I know people that are still been just barely getting them right now. And some people could say, like, well, maybe you shouldn't be grinding for them now. They're kind of, it's late in the game to be doing that. It could be a waste of time with other things coming in. And now, more so than ever, if you just barely get Recluse, you're only going to have three more months of being able to infuse it to the max power level. I get it. It's a long grind. But those are just those, oh, well, sucks. But Bungie learned their lesson, and the pinnacles, those pinnacle weapons won't be able to
still
infused.
Be viable on all the previous.
They'll still be viable, activities. Yeah.
So for us who like to run Garden, we'll still use it, but that will probably be the extent of it.
That's true. It just won't be usable in the new raid, whatever that is, in the fall or,
Man, that's like myself. Like I said, I just like yesterday got a registered broadsword.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that just wasn't bothering. But now that I've actually, you know, had some opportunity to like play around with it, and like I said, knowing sunsetting is coming, that's still going to be like my high impact pulse rifle I use in even normal Crucible. Like if I have an interest to use the high impact pulse, it's going to be that, because it just feels amazing. So, I mean, for me, that's just kind of how I look at it. But yeah, like I'm still going to run it. It may not be a pinnacle activity, but I'll still run it.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything. Cause I'm loving Mountaintop too. Oh my God.
Yep. And then they said the same thing's going to be happening with armor. Now armor, I do have some small concerns, and maybe if you understand this differently than me, armor seems like less of a reason why they're doing this. I mean, I understand full transmog is coming, so you can make your armor look like whatever you want. But once you get a really good stat roll on your armor, it kind of seems a little bit silly that you have to get rid of that armor piece a year down the road. So are we just kind of like looking for a rolling good stat roll armor that we'll have to replace every 9 to 12 months? Is that kind of the thought?
I mean,
does that make sense how I'm describing that, you know?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't get it, but
it's strange, like, definitely that they are choosing to do armor, because, like, historically, it's like I've told someone that historically they haven't even focused on armor. They normally just give us, I mean, because we haven't had new Vanguard or Crucible armor, or like, looking armor, since D2 Vanilla. But at the very least, they have, like, you know, ornaments and stuff, like, every season for armor and such. But, I mean, with any luck, like I said, just with a little bit of, you know, different focusing, they'll be able to, I guess, meet the demand of new armor sets.
Yeah, I mean, some people are really mad. They're like, well, they better have god rolls that drop all the time. I mean, I get the concern. I get the anger. But the good news, and maybe this is another reason why they're doing this, is kind of semi-related to this, is that fourth slot now is not a, quote, seasonal slot anymore. It's a yearly slot, which is really good news. We can have the armor mods from, I don't know, the four seasons back or something like that, basically anything from within the last year. It's going to make life a lot easier. So maybe the thought is, okay, well, we're giving them a year. We don't want to give them more than a year in case some mod is like really crazy or really broken. So that's why they have to also cycle sunset armor from time to time because of those seasonal slots. Or it's now going to be a yearly slot.
That can make sense considering from what I hear, like there are some insane and stupid war mind cell builds right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised too, because if things are insane, I like the idea still of only let it being around for a season. So I don't know how they should solve this armor thing. I love the idea of the things like the raid armor. Of course, you know, we're talking about you want your enhanced relay defender and like, okay, it only works on this armor, and this armor. But it would be nice to just let it work, you know, anywhere within a year's period of armor.
Yeah.
Not worrying about it. But then you would have the concern of some totally overpowered stuff. And then, of course, all in the mix of this, you have the concern of, okay, I have this really nice 75 stat rolled armor and everything, and it's all masterworked up. When it phases out 12 months later, hopefully I can infuse it and get most of my cores back, A, and B, hopefully I'll have another piece of armor with good stat rolls that I can replace it with. So we'll see. We'll see how it all works out.
I'm thinking that's one thing that the redacted engram coming next season is going to try and like introduce, you know, more ways to get higher stat roll armors. I think that's considering, like I said, that was one of their major points of examples for this coming engram. I kind of feel, I mean, that could be entirely wrong or something could get entirely screwed up, but I just feel that's like one of their focal points. Like now that armor will be obsoletable, that, you know, they will need more sources or easier grinding of higher stat rolls.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
True.
Well, there's a lot to look forward to, but gentlemen, this is crazy. I think the community has maybe just 2.978, and this was like 5 minutes ago. I didn't want to mention in the middle. It could be done right now as we're speaking.
Good grief.
This one.
And I'll end up going to bed because I have to work tomorrow.
Ditto.
Oh, it's all good. I don't know if I'm for sure going to stay up for 1,000 shotgun kills, but since I'm 2 hours earlier, I might. Who knows?
I know, right? Because I know what I'm doing tomorrow night, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, nonetheless, in any regards, we didn't want to have a super long discussion tonight, but is there anything else in the TWAB that I missed? I'm just kind of looking through right now, or any other topics you wanted to bring up, Des, this week, and then we'll keep them coming, everyone, as we go forward. We definitely have some great guests on the horizon that I'm working with, and when we don't have guests, then we always have three people now to talk about stuff, so that's the good news there.
Indeed.
So, Knight, you heard us thrice.
Oh, everyone should check out. I really like this, the TWAB movie of the week. Well, not the, I like the runner up better, the honorable mention, Eye of the Storm. It's a heavy rendition of the Scarlet Keep Strike, the music in there. Mm. Yeah. So they have the guy, nice. The camera's focusing from him playing it,
nice.
And then into the strike back and forth. So it's pretty cool. Definitely check that out.
That sounds awesome.
Magical.
Anything else you want to bring up, Sin? Des?
Yes.
We don't have to shut off right now. I'm just seeing what you want to talk about. So.
Yes. After the podcast, I'll be showering because I worked all day. So
lovely. I can smell you from over here.
The other thing is, by popular demand and with a little nudge from Xanafan711, I will go ahead and say it now. Saturday. It is, what's the date? Saturday, May 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern. I will be booting up Last of Us and playing it on stream. So, XanaFam wanted me to make a big deal out of it. I am. Yep. Here's your warning. You have 1 week. By the time we're recording, a little less than 1 week by the time it releases. So just put it on your calendars now. Saturday, 23rd, 10 p.m. Eastern, Last of Us. It will happen. I'm going to be letting my wife know now so she knows not to bug the crap out of me. And that's what I will.
Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be a wild ride, that game. Oh, my God.
Oof. It'll be the first look since I've not shaved on stream. So, I will be bearded on stream, or at least my starting of my bearded.
Is it like Santa level beard, or is it just like... Or is it like slight?
It's not man white beard. It's yeah, I'm going to go. My goal is to grow it long, but it is nice and thick as it sits.
Nice.
Okay, long and thick. Good to know.
Nice.
And thanks to Moist Jorts 7.
He did just confirm.
Yep. Troll Jorts 7, aka Helios. At here, the live just ended. Next step is available.
Nicer.
All right. Well, everyone's probably going to be hopping on to do that, but we are here for you, listeners. So,
indeed.
Before we go through any of our housekeeping, I gave Sin a chance. But anything else you want to bring up this week, Des?
Well, as far as Destiny goes, I will not bring up my the massive theories and such, because that is going to be the one bad thing about bringing me on the show is I do pay attention to I pay attention to the lore a lot, so I might bring that up because I'm a huge nerd for these stories and stuff, and like I said, I can't wait to see the implications of things coming.
Yes, we'll expect the full report next week.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
A half report?
I'm just saying my old lore segment
tonight, but yes, we will get into it.
yeah. But my old lore segments took 20-30 minutes, so you don't want to do that. But no, one thing I will say is I'm just super stoked and happy that y'all have invited me into this shenaniganery is going to happen.
No, for sure, man.
Because Saturday? No, not this Saturday. Last Saturday. One of these Saturdays. Very, very short ago, I ended up joining the guild, and I've, after coming from several sub guild place, and kind of having difficulties meeting up with certain people, I have done something every freaking night, with practically full clan group, and it's, I don't know, this
not mentioning any names, subject. Helios.
I guess practically, but yeah. But yes, I mean, I look forward to integrating and doing what I do best, which is sometimes having very odd opinions about things.
Man. We're so happy to have you here. And I always wanted this to be a place where even in, quote, the downtimes of Destiny or whatever, a place where people know they can turn to, that there's always someone who's just starting the game, or people that have been playing it this whole time and that are still enjoying the game. And we want a place for those people to be able to turn to. And there's a lot of places like that. Don't get me wrong. We have all our sister podcasts that we love, but I wanted to also have one of those communities. So I'm very, very glad you said that. And we try to keep it inviting for everyone.
Oh, yeah. And it's been a great experience so far. And like I said, I'm just super humbled and everything to be invited here as well. So Yeah, because I've definitely been, I've been getting that itch. It's like, I want to do something. I don't know what. And then I get a message from you, and it's like,
consider yourself scratched.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, there's so many more things we can do too. We've had ideas to do PvP tournaments and whatnot, but even if I think, you know, there's people in the group that want to do that, and we should. But even still, even with what we're doing, it's been good. People have been having a lot of fun. So
yeah, for sure.
Well, listeners, we would love it if you want to leave us a review at some point. We've had some good reviews in the past, and no big deal. But even if you just want to rate us some stars, but if you do write some words also, we will read them on the air. And by leaving us a review, it helps us get found through Apple Podcasts and potentially other places too. I mean, we are at all the places. I make sure Google just has a new directory that they started, and we're listed there now too. So when they switch over to that, you'll find us there.
Nice.
But feel free and leave us a review if you want. And please feel free and join our Discord, like Des and we've all mentioned, that it really is one of the best places to just correlate with everyone. I mean, you can join the clan, but if you want to join the clan, you need to join the Discord. Just introduce yourself, but you don't have to talk a lot after that. You can lurk, but the thing is, at least lurk, because you'll find you can lurk and find interesting things that maybe you were like afraid to ask someone for help with the Whisper mission because it's older. Well, we are obviously not going to be shaming anyone for doing the Whisper mission.
In fact, we've helped because, a few recently.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to help that. We love doing things like that, and feel free and post requests like that at any point. So you just can't request to play with Sin after 12 p.m. Eastern.
I'm like
that will be denied.
Yeah, as far as weekday goes, the same goes for me.
No, I have stayed up fairly late a few nights.
I know, but I think they weren't they days where you didn't have something the next time.
I didn't have. Yeah. If I could sleep in the next morning, I was up to 2 o'clock in the morning. I will put in the grind. I struggle, but I put it in.
So, yep, that's our housekeeping. Also, just want to mention again, we have a Patreon, and no one needs to feel obligated to join. But if you do and just throw a couple bucks our way, it helps us pay for things such as the hosting, our different bots in the Discord and whatnot. And we have a special channel in the Discord you can join if you do so. But again, this will always be a free community, so no worries on that. And I think that's it. No reviews. Yep. So, well, it's that time of the night where I don't know what I was going at, but no, we don't have to ask your favorite dessert because we've already done that, and you're not a guest anymore. So,
all right.
You have to tell one more dessert. No.
tell you, all you have to do is just tell the lovely listeners exactly where they can find you with your dessert.
Well, since you guys are stuck with me now because I'm here. But no, you can find me on Twitter at @DES_Raven. If that's appropriate anymore, I might have to double check eventually. It's been a long time since I've given that one. But yeah, and you can find me on PSN, DES Raven. And yeah, I'm friendly. I have differing opinions, but also at the same time, I have the belief that there aren't really bad opinions as long as they're educated. As long as you know the facts. I mean, regardless of whether we have like differing opinions or not, we can still talk. And I mean, that's kind of debate anyway. Mm-hmm. To get the, you know, just an exchange of information, essentially. I love talking with people. Well, most of the time. I'm kind of an introvert, too. So, yeah.
We get it. Yeah. Excellent stuff. Sin, where can people find you?
You can find me on twitch.tv/SinMedia. Sin is C-Y-N. And don't forget that Last of Us stream is on Saturday. You can also find me on Twitter at @Sin_Media. Now, Kingsley, this best hub on the net, take this thrice out.
All right, excellent. You can find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation, on PC, on Twitch, where I stream occasionally, mostly while I'm raiding, and you can find me as MC Kingsley on Twitter. And then you can find our show at our lovely website at theguardianhub.com. And of course, we also have a Twitter account, The Guardian Hub. Well, everyone, we really appreciate you listening. And as always, let us know if there's anything you want to talk about. Say hi in the Discord. But other than that, everyone, have a good week.
Bye.
Goodbye. Later, man.